سببنا الماء صبا. Rain water is falling from the heavens. Scientifically, they tell us every second 16 million tons of water from the earth goes into the atmosphere, and every second 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere comes back onto this earth. This proportion, this perfection, anna sababna al-ma asabba thumma shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa. How are the rain waters falling? How was this earth split open? فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّ وَعِنَبَا وَقَذْبَا وَزَيْتُونَ وَنَخْلَا. Different fruits, different vegetations. Everything around us, within ourselves, external of ourselves, is shouting out this one sabak, this one lesson, this one reminder. Our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an entire night he was crying. Just before the time of Fajr, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ya Rasulullah, what happened? Why are you crying like this? Every night he would cry. This was different. Very, very emotional. Crying inconsolably. He says to Aisha, Aisha, how can I not cry? When Jibreel has come with these verses of the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Verily, في خلق السماوات والأرض, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, واختلاف الليل والنهار, and the variation of day and night, لآيات are signs, لأولي الألباب, for the people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? Quran tells us. This is a fallacy. This is a lie. This is a deception. That intelligence has anything to do with university degrees. If you've got a PhD, or you're a Harvard University graduate, or you're an Oxford University graduate, then such a person is regarded as intelligent. No issue with school degrees or university degrees. But what is the understanding of intelligence? Allah tells us what is intelligence. You ask the Oxford University graduate, the Harvard University graduate, that by how many eyes do you have? He'll tell you two. How many ears? Two. How many fingers? 10. How many hair on your head? What formula are you going to use? Which computer are you going to use to analyze? How many hair on your head? How many hair on my head, your head, the head of every human being that did live, is living and will live? All this is in the knowledge of Allah. This is Quran. All these verses that I have recited, this is Quran. And let us understand, my respected brothers, when Allah introduces Quran, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitab, this is the book. First claim that Allah makes, La Rayba Fi, La Rayba Fi. There is absolutely no doubt in this Quran. Wa bil haqq anzalna, wa bil haqq nazal, wa tammat kalimatu rabbika sidqan wa adla. La mubaddila li kalimatih, la tabdila li kalimatillah. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصَلْ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزَلْ. Quran is the absolute truth. Very often I say this. English language, in fact any other language, compared to Arabic, is a dry language. Arabic, this is Lisanul Quran, Lisanul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lisanul Jannah. This is the language of Jannah. This is the language of the Quran. In English, when you translate, La Rayba Fi, there is no doubt. Doubt, you get different levels of doubt. There isn't only one level of doubt. Sometimes it's 60-40. Sometimes it's 80-20. Sometimes it's 99% and 1%. English, everything doubt. Arabic, we find the different words. When the doubt is 60-40, 60% one side, 40% the other side, the word for it in Arabic is shak. Bal hum fi shakkim minha. Bal hum minha amur. Then you get a lower level of doubt, call it 80-20. That in Arabic is mirya. Fala taku fi miryatim minha. Then you get an almost negligible level of doubt. For example, if somebody every day is going home on a certain road, he reaches the last junction, he knows that his house is on the left. One night is raining, it's misty, so he can't see properly. He reaches the last junction, every day he's going. So when he reaches that junction, in his heart he knows my house is on the left. But for one split millisecond, this thought enters the heart that maybe it's on the right. The moment the thought enters the heart, he immediately neutralizes it. That no, definitely it's on the left. That very, very sly level of doubt, that in Arabic is called ray. When Allah introduces the Quran, scientists can say what they want. The schools of the world can say what they want. The universities of the world can say what they want. The media can say what they want. Batil propaganda machinery can try and confuse you. What is male, what is female? What is success, what is failure? What is wealth, what is loss? What is advancement, what is decline? The batil propaganda machinery around us can 24 hours of the day espouse whatever lies or theories they want to put forward. But when it comes to this Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, this is the book, لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there isn't one iota of doubt in it. There is no confusion in the Quran. There is no exaggeration in the Quran. There is no ambiguity in the Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Look at the manner in which Quran introduces itself. There is no doubt in it. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. What is the link? Ask ourselves this question. Why does Allah say لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ? There is no doubt in the Quran. This is hidayat. This is shart. This is a condition, ulama explained. For this Quran to become hidayat. The same Quran, Allah warns us, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. We will guide many through this Quran and we will deviate many through this Quran also. Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ جَالَهُ أَمَامَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. If my ummah will keep this Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. وَمَنْ جَعَلَهُ خَلْفَهُ. And if my ummah will turn their backs on this Quran, the same Quran, سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ, will take them to Jahannam. أَعَذَنَ اللَّهُ فِي. Allah protect us. لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says there is no doubt. It is hidayat. Ulama say this is shart. This is a condition. Otherwise, many first world countries, you'll find sometimes the dean, the head of the Islamic section of the university is a Christian or a Jew. Sometimes that person has written a commentary, an exegesis on the Quran, a masterpiece, a literary masterpiece. What was lacking? This was lacking. For this Quran to become hidayat, hudal lil muttaqin. For this Quran to become hidayat, kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. For this Quran to become hidayat, first condition, from the heart, from inside, this heart has to shout out, La rayba fi. There is absolutely no doubt in whatever Allah says in the Quran. Yamhaqullahu riba. Allah will destroy interest. Any economy that is based on interest is batil. It is destructive. يَمْحَقُ riba. Allah will destroy interest from inside. Never mind. The bank manager will prepare, mashallah, very fancy document. Win-win situation. You've got sufficient to place down the deposit. The monthly rental income will more than adequately meet the monthly installments. You can't possibly use. Flowery language will be there. The document will be prepared. And on it, you will be asked, now sign. What outwardly, ostensibly, according to your logic, appears to be a win-win situation. What is Quran telling us? When you sign that document of riba, when you sign that document of interest, you are not signing some document. In reality, what are you doing? فَإِلَّمْ تَفَعْلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِخَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ No one understands that when you sign on the dotted line, you are in essence signing a writ, a declaration of war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you ever hope to win such a war? يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى Allah will destroy riba. لَا رَيْبَ فِي From inside. يُرْبِ الصَّدَقَةَ Outwardly, sadaqah, charity, spending in the way of Allah. If it's 100 and you spend 10, it becomes 90. What does Quran tell us? وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ Whatever you will spend in the way of Allah, Allah will give it back to you. Not just give it back to you. مَنْ الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ What we call sakhawat, what we call generosity. Allah loves a generous person. Generosity, إِنَّ السَّخَى شَجَرَةٌ مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ أَخْصَانُهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, generosity is a tree from Jannah. Generosity is a tree from Jannah. Its branches are in this world. The one who will be generous, he will attach himself, ma zala mutaalliqan bi ghusniha. He will have attached himself to this branch till it will transport him right into Jannah. Ala wa inna al-loom. He said, miserliness. Miserliness is from Jahannam. Its branches are in this world. If a person is miserly, he will attach himself to this branch of Jahannam till eventually Allah protect us, it will transport him into Jahannam. Human nature is such that we tend to hold on. We don't want to spend. We don't want to give in the way of Allah. Generosity has to be brought and effort has to be made. This is Quran calling out. One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayakun al-mu'min bakheelan. Ayakun al-mu'min bakheelan. O Nabi of Allah, is it possible for a man to have iman? For a man to have iman and be miserly? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this juncture, he said, yes, it is possible. But miserliness, what we call kanjusi. In Urdu they have an expression, they say makki chus. He'll squeeze the oil out of a fly. In no culture is miserliness favored in any way. It's frowned upon, it's looked down upon. Particularly in Islam. As Rasulullah said, Allahu ajwadul ajwad. Allahu ajwadul ajwad. The most generous is Allah. And after Allah, I Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam am the most generous. In this we are being taught etiquettes of da'wah, sifat of a da'i, qualities of a da'i. Every Nabi of Allah, more than 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, 25 of them plus minus are mentioned in the Quran. With many of the Anbiya alayhi salam, when Allah mentions them in the Quran, we find one particular quality being highlighted. مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ I don't want any return from you. I don't want any payment from you. My return will be from Allah. A da'i takes from Allah and gives to the makhluk. The gaze of a da'i never turns towards the makhluk. لَا تَخْدَعَنَّ لِمَخْلُوكٍ عَلَى تَمَعَ لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع فإن ذلك مذل عنك بالدين واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإنما هي بين الكاف والنون. Like the poet says, before I translate that poem, Allah has created every two human beings on an equal footing. Every two human beings are on an equal footing until what day? Until the day that one stretches his hand out to the next. The day your gaze goes on the next person's pocket. The day you stretch your hand out to any makhluk of Allah. Al-yadu al-ulya khayru min al-yadu al-sufla. That is the day when you stretch your hand out that you denigrate yourself, humiliate yourself, and you raise up that person. Uridu an akuna akram al-nas. Uridu an akuna akram al-nas. The person came and asked. He said, I want to be the most honorable of people. I want the greatest respect. I want the greatest position. I want the greatest honor. What was the answer given? What is the road to honor? What is the road to respect? What is the road to dignity? لا تشكو من أمرك شيئاً إلى الخلق تكون أكرم الناس. لا تشكو من أمرك شيئاً إلى الخلق تكون أكرم الناس. Never reveal your need to any creation of Allah. There will be no one more honored than you. Place your gaze upon Allah. Ask from Allah. Take from Allah. Give to the creation.